So we have a chance for some questions or sharing that may come up around that talk. But I'd like to introduce another type of meditation, and that's called walking meditation. So what's the benefit of walking meditation? Well, walking meditation allows us to learn to be present and mindful in the midst of movement. So we do something very simple like walking without any agenda, without anything to do. It starts to teach us nothing to accomplish, I should say. It teaches us that steadiness. How can we meet each step, each sensation? How can we learn to release our thoughts and come back to that? I'm going to say up front that some of us will find walking meditation much easier because it's active. Gives you something to do. It frees up the body. Others will find it's more challenging because it's less contained and your mind goes every which way. So both of those general categories of people have something to learn from walking meditation. Those who find it easy can, learn how that can translate into sitting meditation. And those who have that challenge can learn how to bring a sense of patience, a sense of perseverance in the midst of walking. So what I like to do is I'm going to just sit here and guide you while you're practicing. And those online, if you want to just stand up and you just need a few feet around you. Now, some of us have injuries or can't walk for whatever reason. So you're welcome to translate everything I'm saying into simply waving your hand, just moving your hand back and forth. And that gives you the same experience of tracking movement. Okay, so go ahead and stand up. All right, good. So I invite you to close your eyes if that's comfortable. If you feel dizzy at all, then you're welcome to open your eyes. But while you're walking, keep your eyes open so you don't trip and fall. So as we stand in a standing position, this is also a posture we can use for meditation. Anytime that we're feeling sleepy, that we're feeling even a sense of agitation, we can stand up in the middle of meditation and switch to standing meditation for a while. So taking the general impression of how the body is in this posture. The relationship to the ground, to the sky. Feeling the three-dimensionalness of the body, how the air touches the front and back of you, the sides of you, equally, without preference. So periodically in the walking meditation, you can pause and come back to feeling the whole body standing for a few moments. Now bring your attention down to the feet touching the ground. What kind of sensations are present? Is there a quality of warmth, of coolness, of pressure? Perhaps there's a sense of ease and comfort. Maybe there's a difficulty or discomfort. Simply notice it. Noticing what words you might use to describe that. If you're writing a letter to a friend, describing your feet touching the ground. Now notice how underneath those words, there's the actual experience that's there. It's like you almost go underneath the words to what those words are pointing to, what those words are trying to describe. And resting with that, noticing that experience. But letting your weight shift gently from one foot to the other. How this simple movement introduces a vast host of new sensations. It's quite fascinating if we let our minds rest upon that and really take it in. If you're sitting, not walking, you can shift your body from one side to another and feel the weight shift through your pelvis. This changing sensation with weight shift becomes our object of attention, what we focus our attention on in walking meditation, at least at first as we're building this steadiness of attention. Now letting your weight shift to one foot and then taking a little step in front with the other foot, and how that introduces a whole another set of motions. So one step, and then another step. Good. So with walking meditation, it can be helpful to maybe note to yourself, stepping, to give your mind something to focus on. And I recommend you find a little pathway to walk, maybe 10 steps or so. And you're just walking from one point to the other. Try not to walk in a way that collides with someone else. When you get to the end of your little walking path, pause for a few moments, feel the body standing, and then consciously turn around, coming back. Those of you at home, just walking whatever feels appropriate for your space. Just like when we focused in on that one part of the room and everything else we let go of, this is what we're focusing on, is each foot touching the ground, very simply, very directly. Having your eyes open, but soft. As things catch your eye and draw your attention, just gently return them. Coming back gently to the feet touching the ground. Finding a pace or speed of walking that helps you connect and be present. And also is not too much of a struggle. Sometimes trying to walk too slowly is difficult for us. So you can walk more normal. Or if walking slowly helps you connect fully, then by all means do that also. One step, and now next step. If you find that the mind's particularly active, you might just stand still for a moment, reconnecting with the body. The hands can be any which ways, natural and comfortable. Just this one step, now this step. Being gentle with the mind as it drifts, gently bringing it back with patience. In the last few minutes of this practice, bringing as much steadiness of attention to each footstep, but relaxed attention. Letting the sensations be received like you would hear a sound. Moving the hands if you're doing hand movement meditation, feeling the vast array of sensations.